Get ready.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Absolutely. Sure, let's dish. Paul McCartney finally admitted that the Beatles were the greatest band ever during a TikTok live stream promoting his new album, The Boys of Dungeon Lane.
It is it's a lovely feeling that the music we thought would last for just a couple of years has lasted so long. Mm. And people will come to me and say, my kids love your music. But I think the Beatles was the greatest band ever. I'm a fan.
Dua Lipa married British actor Callum Turner in London and was looking gorgeous. Lisa Kudrow recalled a bizarre fan encounter at the height of her friend's fame when a restaurant hostess mistook her for music legend Dionne Warwick.
The hostess was, I'll show you to your table. I was waiting for someone. I was like, oh, she's seen Friends. That's cute. She took me to the table and went, and she had an accent. She was from somewhere in Eastern Europe and just went, I know who you are. And I went, oh, yeah. And she said, you are Dionne Warwick. And I just went, no, I'm not.
I'm not getting that. But more evidence has surfaced that Taylor Swift has some kind of involvement with Toy Story 5. 13 clouds on her online album covers, billboards, etc., etc. And Charlie Puth's sold-out Madison Square Garden concert on Friday featured an unlikely mix of guest performers, including Art Garfunkel, Busta Rhymes, and Kirk Franklin. Plus, Puth covered Toto's Africa with Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, they did a great job. Although Jimmy Fallon has always got to be over the top in the way he dresses and conducts himself. So that's fun for Charlie Puth. Emily Blunt said she is terrified of AI and refused to use the technology for a key scene in Steven Spielberg's upcoming sci-fi film Disclosure Day. Instead, Blunt created the eerie alien sounds herself with the film's sound team during production. Patti LaBelle revealed that the group LaBelle had no clue their 1974 hit Lady Marmalade, what it was about.
When we recorded the song, we had no clue what it was about until the song came out and was selling and doing really well. And we got some complaints from nuns. Nuns were having a moment with LaBelle singing about Ladies of the Evening.
That's great, Patti LaBelle. Oh, that's so funny. Rod Stewart canceled two Vegas shows over the weekend to recover from a sinus infection. And Grammy-nominated artist Halsey has opened up about an eight-year lapse in diagnosis.
My first, blood test in my chart, when I got diagnosed with lupus, they were like, we could have called, if someone was paying attention, we could have figured this out 8 years ago.
Yeah. Why did it take them so long?
Because I was not.
Did you not go to the doctor?
Never complained.
Did you
never
go to the doctor?
No.
No, she did not go to the doctor. Y'all, go to the doctor when you don't feel well. As if that wasn't enough of a dirt alert. Okay, so here it is. Scooter Braun discussing his relationship with Sydney Sweeney, reflecting on managing Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Kanye West, and Scooter also addressed the Taylor Swift Masters controversy.
I don't know Taylor Swift.
Okay, Mariah Carey. All right, that's enough of that. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. Happy Monday!
What can I say except you're welcome?